Movie and TV creators are making gay, lesbian, and transgender characters more common than they used to be. The same thing is not happening in video games. The industry struggles with diversity, and it's a struggle that Rihanna Pratchett is well aware of. Rihanna is the lead writer on the newest Tomb Raider video game. Tomb Raider's protagonist is the sexy, tough Lara Croft. Angelina Jolie played her in the movie made from the game. A lot of players thought Lara was gay. Rihanna didn't have the final word on Lara's sexual orientation, but it definitely crossed her mind.
Certainly writers as a whole, you know, that we're all for sort of embracing diversity because, you know, it makes our characters more interesting. And you do get a lot of the same characters coming through in games, unfortunately.
Have you made that suggestion about Lara Croft's character in the new game that you're writing? And if so, how's it been received?
We're probably leaving it more ambiguous, actually. It seems much better to actually leave it a little bit more ambiguous and let players sort of project what they want onto her. I mean, she's a very busy lady, and certainly in the first game, you know, kind of romance wasn't particularly on the card. She was just trying to survive. Then certainly with making a character like Lara Croft gay, it might feel a little bit tokenistic, that maybe we're just, you know, might be doing it for shock value, not that it should be a shock these days. So I think I would probably prefer to build a character from the ground up who just happened to be gay as sort of part of them.
Rihanna, why do you think it is that the game industry has been relatively conservative in this regard, at least compared to major motion pictures and even television?
Well, when you've got a situation where there were only three games that came out last year, three AAA games, that's big budget games that came out last year with female protagonists, then you can see we've kind of got a long way to go. And those games were, one was Tomb Raider, one was Beyond Two Souls, and the other one was Remember Me. That's three games. We're not even getting diversity between the genders, let alone ethnicity, sexual orientation, you know, gender identity, ability, age. There's just not that diversity there across the board. We are getting it slowly creeping in, but
why do you suppose that is? Why has there been so little reluctance to try out more diverse characters, whether it be gender identity or age or ability?
I think it's for several reasons. The games industry has traditionally been very male-dominated, and therefore I think there's probably been a certain amount of sort of fantasy built into the game's characters that have been created. I think marketing as well plays a huge part in it, that, you know, many marketeers think that gamers are all male or predominantly male, and therefore, you know, only a male character will appeal to them, and that's just not true at all. You know, Lara Croft in the latest Tomb Raider, she sold 6 million copies, and, you know, many of them were to male gamers, many of them were to female gamers. It is a kind of a ridiculous notion that a guy could not identify with a female and her story. Marketing is a big factor in it. It's a very risk-averse industry. It's a very risk-averse time. So we often see the safe choice being the 20s male, straight, white, brown-haired, gravelly voice protagonist, and you see him cut and paste across games. But, you know, hopefully that will change. There has been sort of, you know, more diversity coming in from the sidelines almost.
And you are working on the latest Lara Croft game, and Tomb Raider has been a huge game success. In fact, there was a major motion picture based on that game. You've talked about when you were writing Lara Croft, you wanted to be careful about not making her another male character with boobs. But let's face it, Lara Croft really is an action hero in those games. How do you do that?
Well, it's not quite that. It's still quite a shooty-based game. But certainly there are a lot of interactions with other characters. There's a central female friendship to it as well. And there's a lot about her internal journey as well as her external journey. So she's kind of doing all these things that are both wonderful and amazing and you know, tragic and horrible. And she's having to kind of deal with that. She's having to deal with taking a human life. She's having to deal with her friends relying on her to save them. And you know, she's still kind of young, and it's still kind of very new to her. So we kind of wanted to show that developing. We wanted to show all the traits that you associate with Lara Croft, like bravery, tenacity, resilience, sort of bubbling to the surface during the game.
We're talking about diversity in video game characters. There hasn't been a lot of it, but Rihanna Pratchett, lead writer for the newest Tomb Raider video game, is trying to do some of that with the character that she's written, Lara Croft. Has there ever been a gay or lesbian character in a major video game?
Not as a protagonist, as far as I know. So there have been LGBTQ characters that are sort of secondary characters. However, when you look at games like Mass Effect, for example, Dragon Age 2, Fable 3, where you create your own character, you can have gay relationships with whoever you like, and that allows for a certain amount of player control diversity within the game as well, which has certainly been very popular.
Where do you think the video game industry is going to go? There are many people like you who think it needs more diversity, but others who don't want to make a gay character in a video game. What's the right way forward?
Well, I don't think anyone's sort of out to force anyone to make any kind of character. I think all we're doing is making suggestions and seeing what we'd like to see in games. And certainly from a writer's perspective, it's more interesting to create diverse characters that haven't been seen before, and not just following this cutout, because I think everyone is getting bored of it now. It's not even really representing male gamers particularly well. It's incredibly narrow, and in fact I found that many male gamers like to play as female characters simply because they don't particularly identify with the type of male character that they're seeing on screen.
That's Rihanna Pratchett. She's a video game writer and the lead writer on the newest reboot of Tomb Raider.